This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great day to acknowledge that Americans at least have one less thing to argue about, maybe even to worry about right now. What are we talking about? We're talking about a Supreme Court nomination that is now on the final glide path. Probably the final vote will come soon, could even come today. The final glide path to confirmation for Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson to be, as everybody knows by now, the first African-American, the first black woman on the United States Supreme Court. 1-800-955-1776 is our phone number. The reason I say that it's one less thing to argue about is because this is not going to change the court in any radical way. And this, I think, has been one of the difficulties in getting people riled up in one way or another about this nomination. She is going to be replacing the justice who she once clerked for, Stephen Breyer. And most analysts, including law professors, including people on the left, acknowledge that Judge Jackson is probably more to the center, more of an originalist, more of somebody who honors and follows the actual text of the Constitution. And by the way, in her hearings, one of the most important things that she made very clear was that she believes the Constitution should be understood in the way it was understood in public when it was drafted. Not with claims that there were some secret intentions of the drafters of the Constitution or of constitutional amendments, that they had secret intentions and a deeper meaning than they acknowledged publicly. What's happened with the Jackson nomination is Susan Collins, the senator, Republican senator from Maine, who is generally considered the most moderate of all of the GOP Senate caucus. She had announced several days ago that she was going to vote to confirm Judge Jackson. That was not a big surprise. But within the last time since we have been on the air, two more Republican senators, and there may even be a fourth, but that's not clear until the final vote takes place, either today or tomorrow. The Lisa Murkowski of Alaska voted, announced that she is planning to vote yes on the nomination, and so did Senator Mitt Romney of Utah. All three Republicans, this is from the Associated Press, said they did not expect to agree with all of Jackson's decisions, but that they found her well qualified. Romney said she, quote, more than meets the standards of excellence and integrity. With three Republicans supporting her in the 50-50 split Senate, Jackson is on a glide path to confirmation, as they put it, and on the brink of making history as the third black justice and only the sixth woman justice in the court's more than 200 years. Beyond the historic element, Democrats have cited her deep experience in 9 years on the federal bench and the chance for her to become the first former public defender on the court. Both Collins and Murkowski said they believe that the Senate nomination process has become broken as it has become more partisan in the past several decades. Murkowski said her decision partly rests on, quote, my rejection of the corrosive politicization of the review process for Supreme Court nominees, which on both sides of the aisle is growing worse and more detached from reality by the year. I think that's true. And my strong feeling about all of this and about all of the good Republicans, including senators who I strongly admire, who have announced their opposition to Ketanji Brown Jackson and are planning to vote against her, what's the point? In other words, they are doing this only because they know there is no chance that they will defeat the nomination. Because at worst comes to worst, if there had been a 50-50 split, then it's not a sure thing that it's even constitutional, as we discussed with Alan Dershowitz on the air, former Harvard Law professor. It's not spelled out in the Constitution that the vice president has the right to break a tie, but they would certainly have attempted that, and then you have a constitutional crisis potentially while the court tries to determine whether or not the vice president's vote should be allowed to apply not just to legislation, but to confirmation. It's never been tested. We don't even know that that's the case. We don't even have to go there. But the question here is, let's say that somehow, Kyrsten Sinema and Joe Manchin had been decided, persuaded to vote no on Judge Jackson. Then what? Then you have the opportunity for Biden to make another appointment to the court. And what does that mean? What that means is that he probably would have picked someone who is less moderate. And I don't believe that Justice Jackson is going to be someone who all of a sudden goes over to the conservative side. But the point being that she is replacing Stephen Breyer. She would give the liberal faction on the court, if you want to counter with that, only three members. They're still outnumbered 2-1. So it's not going to change the court. So the point about voting against her and claiming that you're voting against her because of this whole question about her sentencing recommendations of people who, by the way, were not convicted of pedophilia. What they were convicted of was the possession of some child pornography, which is illegal. And yes, they all did get sentenced. They all went to jail for some period of time. And the idea that a vote for, and this is what Marjorie Taylor Greene just sent out a tweet today saying that that Mitt Romney and Susan Collins and Lisa Murkowski, the three Republicans voting for Ketanji Brown Jackson, were now voting in favor of pedophilia, which is an outrageous thing to say. In a statement, Murkowski praised Jackson's qualifications and temperament, as well as her demonstrated judicial independence and the important perspective she would bring to the court as a former Supreme Court law clerk, federal public defender, and trial judge, and now an appeals court judge. In his own statement, Romney also said he intended to vote for Jackson after concluding that she is a well-qualified jurist and a person of honor. Now, I think that both those things are arguably true. There's also news about the massacre in Sacramento. Police said that they booked DeAndre Martin, who's 26, as a related suspect on charges of assault with a deadly weapon and being a convict carrying a loaded gun. I mentioned yesterday, before they apprehended anyone, that I assumed that it would be another convict. And a convicted felon, it is. Detectives and SWAT team members found one handgun during searches of three homes in the area. Martin was held without bail and was scheduled to appear in Sacramento County Superior Court today, according to jail records. Martin was freed from an Arizona prison in 2020 after serving just 1.5 years for violating probation in separate cases involving a felony conviction for aggravated assault in 2016 and a conviction on, a marijuana charge in 2018. He was also wanted on misdemeanor warrant by the Riverside County Sheriff's Department in Southern California. Again, part of the lesson for all of this is the administration immediately jumps to, we need new gun regulation. This guy was violating gun regulations that are already there. Could we emphasize not so much passing new laws as more rigorously and effectively enforcing the laws we already have. We will be right back on the MedVet Show. Washington Policy Center, WPC, is Washington State's champion for free market reforms and is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. It's led the effort against state and local income taxes. Its research and policy analysis are relied on by lawmakers, media, and citizen activists for accuracy, fresh perspective, and to expose the political manipulation of data. Our state needs WPC more than ever, and we need you to be part of it. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. Is our country's distinctive power and prosperity the product of some happy accidents or criminal activity, or is it God's hand on America? That's the title, actually, of my most recent book. You can get a hardcover copy, personally signed by me, together with a full audiobook, and it comes to you together with an MP3 player so you can hear it anytime you want. It's all at a reduced price while supplies last. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for God's Hand on America, look for that audiobook and hardcover book bundle.
Introducing the all-new My Slippers from MyPillow. 2 years in development. Designed to wear indoor, outdoor, all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. And made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, you can get 50% off the new My Slippers. They're super comfortable, and you'll like them so much you'll want to get pairs of them for the entire family. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener's square and use promo code MEDVED. That's promo code MEDVED, M-E-D-V-E-D. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Giza Dream bed sheets, the mattress topper, and towel sets. Call right now 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280 and use promo code MEDVED. Or go to the web at MyPillow.com. The all-new My Slippers from MyPillow.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
And on the Michael Medved Show, talking about the latest on the shootings in Sacramento, and 6 people dead, 12 wounded, at least 4 suffering critical injuries, saying the Sacramento Fire Department. The politicians decried the violence, and some Democrats, including President Joe Biden, called for tougher action against gun violence. Now, what does tougher action against gun violence mean? Seriously, how do you define tougher action against gun violence? Gun violence is emphatically against the law. California, as they point out, and again, this is the Associated Press, California has some of the nation's toughest restrictions on firearms, requiring background checks to buy guns and ammunition, limiting magazines to 10 bullets, and banning firearms that fall into its definition of assault weapons. But state lawmakers plan to go much further. A bill getting its first hearing today would allow citizens to sue those who possess illegal weapons, a measure patterned after a controversial Texas bill aimed at abortion. This is so nuts. First of all, okay, let's say you understand that someone you know has an illegal weapon. Do you think that many of the people who are most dangerous who have illegal weapons are law-abiding citizens who will answer a subpoena, who you can actually sue successfully? And, oh yeah, now I'm afraid of a lawsuit. I'm not afraid of owning an illegal weapon and getting arrested and prosecuted for that, but I'm afraid of the lawsuit? Isn't this a little bit nutty? Other proposed California legislation this year would make it easier for people to use gun companies, to sue gun companies, and to target unregistered ghost guns. Suing gun companies. This has been a huge deal with the idea that you should be able to sue gun companies if the guns are used illegally to actually shoot people. But the idea is, guns are a legal product. To sue people because you're producing a legal product and because somebody misuses it, it seems to me outrageous. Are they supposed to make the guns safer by ensuring that they don't work? I know. They want to build in, they have different suggestions that the gun would only respond to you'd have to give a thumbprint or some kind of recognizable identification that the gun was being operated by the person who actually was supposed to be owning it before it actually fired. None of this is realistic, and none of it matters. What matters is enforcing gun legislation that we have, and by all means, above all, not releasing career criminals from prison ahead of time. The idea that this killer, alleged, in Sacramento, was only recently released after a whole series of previous records of violent crimes, it's ridiculous. The shots in Sacramento startled sleeping guests at the Citizen Hotel, which included a wedding party and fans of the rapper Tyler, the Creator, who performed at a concert hours earlier. The site of the shootings is also within easy walking distance, apparently, of the arena where the Sacramento Kings play basketball, and they observe some moments of silence for the for those who perished. The Associated Press and USA Today and Northeastern University have compiled a list of the mass shootings this year. Six people have been killed in that mass shooting, according to that database. On February 28th, a father killed his three daughters, also in Sacramento, and a chaperone and himself. That was at a Sacramento church during a weekly supervised visitation. David Mora, 39, was armed with a homemade semi-automatic rifle-style weapon, even though he was under a restraining order that prohibited him from possessing a firearm. Now, this, of course, goes into some of the great difficulty, and here it does. There may be room for legislation to make it very clear that if someone is legally not held eligible for holding a firearm, that you make it very, very difficult for him to obtain the firearm, please. And speaking of firearms, there's this headline in Forbes magazine, Kim Jong-un's powerful sister. And when you see powerful sister, I think about that strong, I think her name is Louisa, in Encanto, in the film Encanto, who's a very muscular very formidable member of the main Madrigal family, is featured there. She's a cartoon. Kim Yo Jong, the sister of Kim Jong Un in Korea, is not particularly muscular, but she does have muscular powers in the Hermit Kingdom, as North Korea is called. Kim Yo Jong, senior North Korean government official and sister of the leader Kim Jong Un, warned that her country is prepared to use nuclear weapons. Wonderful. To eliminate South Korea. If South Korea chooses to attack, a stern statement that comes a few days after Seoul touted its ability to carry out long-range preemptive strikes against its neighbor. Now, that was stupid. Who wanted to make that announcement? According to the state-controlled Korean Central News Agency, Kim said South Korean Defense Minister Soo-wook made a very big mistake by talking about Seoul's ability to carry out preemptive strikes and labeling North Korea as the enemy. She said North Korea opposes war and the primary purpose of the nuclear weapons is to prevent conflict. However, Kim warned that Pyongyang's nuclear weapons will be used to eliminate the enemy's armed forces if it faces an attack. Kim, considered one of the most powerful people in her brother's regime, added that Suh's abrupt bluffing showed that Seoul was deeply frightened. Last week, Suh said that South Korea's military has a wide array of missiles with improved range accuracy and power to carry out quick strikes against any target in North Korea. A preemptive strike against a nuclear weapon state, that is a fantastic daydream, and it is the hysteria of a lunatic, said the sister of the North Korean leader. We make it clear once again, we will not fire even a single bullet or shell towards South Korea. It is because we do not regard it as a match for our armed forces. Didn't say they wouldn't fire nuclear weapons. In fact, promised that they would. What other dangers lurk in the international chaos? More on the Medved Show.
Michael Medved. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A former press secretary to the Ukrainian president is detailing alleged Russian war crimes.
The Ukrainian government has recorded 1,200 of war crimes committed in the Kyiv region only.
Yulia Mendel stating over 400 bodies have been recovered from the Kyiv suburb of Bukha for forensic analysis following the release of graphic footage. The investigation into Hunter Biden's finances reportedly might involve his father, President Joe Biden. The New York Post saying one witness was allegedly asked about a 2017 email that referenced money Hunter Biden was setting aside from a Chinese energy company for the big guy. Former business associates of Hunter Biden have previously said that Joe Biden was the big guy. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Michael Medved show earlier today, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, the most important military official in the United States, General Milley, spoke to the House Armed Services Committee, testified, and that the committee that is chaired by Representative Adam Smith of Washington State, who is a friend of this show. But General Milley had this to say about the reality of what the United States faces today and in the months ahead. Clip 18.
Currently, we are supporting our European allies and guarding NATO's eastern flank in the face of the unnecessary war of aggression by Russia against the people of Ukraine and the assault on the democratic institutions and the rules-based international order that have prevented great power war for the last 78 years since the end of World War II. We are now facing two global powers, China and Russia, each with significant military capabilities, both who intend to fundamentally change the rules-based current global order. We are entering a world that is becoming more unstable, and the potential for significant international conflict between great powers is increasing, not decreasing.
Okay, does anyone disagree with that? That the potential for confrontation between great powers, all of whom are armed to the teeth in nuclear terms, that danger is increasing rather than decreasing? What could the United States do to decrease that danger other than something that, frankly, the Biden administration has been lacking on, which is to actually boost our military, to make a very direct and very urgent priority the retooling of American resources, particularly naval, but also aircraft and high tech and development and basically troop presence in Europe. Because if there is anything like a success to what Putin has done, and by the way, Mark Milley talks about an unprovoked attack. I know there are some conservatives who believe that somehow, in some way, the Ukraine actually provoked this attack. If you believe that or you have been given to understand that that's true, please disabuse yourself of that folly. It is a totally unprovoked attack. And a nation that is capable of doing that and damaging its own economy and seeing the mass death of its own people, I mean, they now, the general estimate from NATO is at least 14,000 dead. And it could be much higher than that in terms of the total casualties. And the people who have deserted or gone missing in action in the various Russian armies. Jake Sullivan, the White House National Security Advisor, talked about the importance of a free and independent Ukraine in the region. This is clip 5.
The next stage of this conflict may very well be protracted. We should be under no illusions that Russia will adjust its tactics, which have included and will likely continue to include wanton and brazen attacks on civilian targets. Russia has tried to subjugate the whole of Ukraine, and it has failed. Now it will attempt to bring parts of the country under its rule. It may succeed in taking some territory through sheer force and brutality. But no matter what happens over the coming weeks, it is clear that Russia will never be welcomed by the Ukrainian people. Instead, its gains will be temporary, as the brave Ukrainian people resist Russian occupation and carry on their fight for an independent, sovereign nation that they so richly deserve.
Okay, and then the question becomes, at what point does the United States become more active in perhaps allowing Ukraine to possess some of those air resources, like the MiG planes that they were going to get from Poland, that they have been asking for very urgently. There is this also, one of the reasons that I believe, and I think it's extraordinary, that there's a new poll by YouGov, and 15% of Americans see Russia as our ally. People were given the choice to say either we see Russia as an ally or an enemy. And 68% said enemy, 15% said ally. One of the reasons they do is they persist in seeing Russia, which is a country which under the communist regime had persecuted religious believers of every stripe, including Russian Orthodox believers for years. They now see Russia as a defender of Christianity. There's a piece, and it's an important piece, from the Daily Beast about Patriarch Kirill, who is the leader of the Russian Orthodox Church. And he recently made this this comment. He said, "If we see Ukraine as a threat, we have the right to use force to ensure the threat is eradicated." He preached that to his church's 90 million faithful followers. "We have entered into a conflict which not only has physical but also metaphysical significance," said the Patriarch Kirill. "We are talking about human salvation, something much more important than politics." The comment, the wartime coalition between Putin and his patriarch, is called Symphonia, an ironclad alliance between church and state that assures reciprocal reverence, with neither institution presuming to dominate the other. Theologians have spent centuries bickering over the fine points, which now have impaled 44 million Ukrainians as the victims of a bloodthirsty land grab that Putin and the Patriarch have packaged as a holy campaign to cleanse souls. Quote, "A new world order is born before our very eyes," is how Putin described the relationship in a statement published at the start of the war, later warning that those who disagreed with him inflict maximum damage on the people. He said the Russian people will be able to distinguish between two true patriots and scum and traitors, and spit out the scum and traitors like a fly that accidentally flew into their mouths. To be sure, the only lingering question is how far into repression and hideous cruelty can Putin and his patriarch descend before the means no longer justify the ends. Byzantine and Orthodox Church historian Henry Hopwood Phillips reckons that NATO and all those who stand against Putin's kleptotheocratic regime are in for a long wait. The information war, the military war against Putin, looks to be effective, he says, but for all the West's digital gunpowder, we're up against nearly 700 years of a deeply entrenched otherworldly belief system. Putin and Kirill are attached by the hip. The idea that Vladimir Putin is chosen by God to do good, how does that square with the film, the evidence from Bucha? Oh yes, of course, the claim is that was a fake by Ukrainians. Many people, the patriarch said this, Ukrainians are sinners. Many people, out of weakness, stupidity, ignorance, and most often a willingness to justify sin condemned by the Bible, is a test of our ability to profess faith in our Savior. Putin would execute any Russian churchman, so says Professor Hopwood Phillips, who disagrees with Kirill, he says. Putin and Kirill are attached at the hip, and they've shaped religion to offer the Russian people spiritual nourishment instead of physical sustenance. Kirill was appointed Patriarch of Moscow and all Rus in 2009, heading a global congregation of more than 140 million. Since then, about 100 of the 340 clergymen who administer the church abroad community have swapped cassocks to join other Orthodox churches not affiliated with Putin. A good sign, or is it? What about the rooting section for Putin that persists in the Republican Party? We'll get to that and more on the Medved Show.
The pain was very bad, and since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and I was having a hard time walking, and the pain was very bad. And since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and the pain has gone away. I really am walking pain-free. So I just want to recommend this to anyone who has severe pain or any type of pain. It is really a miracle product.
Try Relief Factor. It has worked wonderfully for literally hundreds of thousands, and certainly for me. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start. Nothing to lose but your pain. The whole world to gain. MichaelMedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, or call 833-654-PAIN. Relief Factor. Don't you get tired of commercials screaming at you to buy gold right now with inflated promises on future values? In an unregulated industry, you need honest, real experts to give you solid advice to protect your wealth and give you top picks, too, on the best coins and bullion based on real-time data and historical trends. For example, as environmental policy becomes a hot topic, one precious metal that's been significantly undervalued for years is potentially set to surge. Nick Rovich, owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion, has long recommended this precious metal. Up to 600,000 ounces of this rare metal will be needed by 2030 to produce green hydrogen. Nick is doubling down on this pick, and you should, too. Call Nick to find out more. Now, I've been friends with Nick for several years, and he's my go-to guy when it comes to coins and bullion. I trust him. You can, too. Call Nick at 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Michael Medved show hours ago, the president of Ukraine, Volodymyr Zelensky, showed at the UN more video that the world hasn't seen yet, and all of it showing the bodies strewn everywhere in Bucha. They still don't have a realistic total of the number of people who have been killed, and they're people who are often killed in sadistic ways, but very frequently with their hands tied behind their back and bodies in very bad shape, because during the period of time that the Russians were there occupying that city, and it's not a just a little fly speck city, it's 39,000 people who used to live there. And after Zelensky showed the latest footage showing the horrors of Bucha and the reality of death, and death of civilians, not people in uniform, not people who were holding some kind of military passage. Now, of course, it's difficult. I know the Russians would say, yeah, but all of Ukraine is in arms against us. Well, that's right, which is a reason that this war is so cruel and so utterly unjustified. The Ukrainian ambassador, whose name is Sergei Kilstia, spoke directly to the Russian ambassador at the UN Security Council, and he addressed the Russian ambassador this way. Listen.
After the video we saw with the shocking images from Bucha, Irpin, Matyzhin, and other sites, he should ask these very questions to himself. How have Russians got to the cruelty of Nazis? When have you started enjoying acting like Nazis? Killing civilians, attempting to redraw internationally recognized borders, setting the task to finally resolve the Ukrainian issue, like Hitler attempted to resolve the Jewish issue.
Okay, that is not a good analogy. Of course, it's appropriate to say that some of the brutality has been Nazi-like, but the gain Putin does not want, and has never said, that he wants to extinguish the existence of Ukrainian people. What he wants to extinguish is the nation of Ukraine. One of the things that made Hitler and the Holocaust so unique is it wasn't a war against a military or a nation state. It was a war directed against the mere existence, the physical life of the Jewish people. Now, of course, there are 44 million Ukrainians. The idea of wiping those people out would be almost unimaginable. And even Hitler, his wiping out of 6 million European Jews meant that he killed a bit more than one-third of all the Jewish people alive in the world at that time. The idea, however, of throwing back the Nazi accusations at the Russians, I understand that, because part of Putin's claim for the war was the denazification of Ukraine. And he claimed that he was forced into the struggle because the Ukrainian government had been taken over by Nazis, where given the prominence of Jewish people as the president, as the defense minister, as the fact that the Jewish community in Ukraine, which had been so brutally decimated, both during World War I and then right after World War I and the Russian Civil War, which is when my father's five sisters were murdered in Ukraine, starved to death. With all of that going on, now the Ukrainian Jewish community has become one of the most vital and fastest growing Jewish communities, national Jewish communities anywhere, much more than in Russia. In any event, there's a powerful piece by Max Boot, who himself was born in Russia. He says, only someone born yesterday would be remotely surprised by the atrocities revealed in Bucha, Ukraine. Russian dictator Vladimir Putin has been committing war crimes since the day he took office. That makes it all the more sinister and enraging that he retains an influential rooting section of right-wing voters in the United States. The Pew Research Center finds that the number of Republicans expressing confidence in the Russian tyrant has mercifully declined from 37% in 2006 to just 7% today. Who are the 7% who have confidence in Vladimir Putin? In Putin we trust? It's amazing. But some of the loudest and most influential voices in the MAGA movement, writes Max Boot in Washington Post syndicated, still refuse to support Ukraine or to stop pushing Russian propaganda. Many take an anti-Putin stance by criticizing the Ukrainians for resisting the invasion, insisting that the United States has no stake in the conflict, and focusing their ire on, quote, neocons and, quote, globalists who are supposedly trying to drag the United States into a war with Russia. Here, for example, is a manifesto issued on March 31st by isolationists of the left and right, including Sohrab Ahmari, Michael Anton, Glenn Greenwald, and Christopher Rufo, blaming leading interventionists in the United States and Europe rather than Putin for, quote, goading the West into an abyss of war and suffering. This is unbelievable. The war and suffering is not the work of Putin. Madison Cawthorn said a few weeks ago, quote, remember that Zelensky is a thug. Remember that the Ukrainian government is incredibly corrupt and is incredibly evil and has been pushing woke ideologies. It's a woke ideology to want to stay alive and to defend your country's independence? The Daily Wire's Candace Owens on March 17th said, President Zelensky is a very bad character who is working with globalists against the interests of his own people. Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene on March 15th, NATO has been supplying the neo-Nazis in Ukraine with powerful weapons and intensive training on how to use them. Could someone try to explain to me why Marjorie Taylor Greene is so anti-Ukraine and so pro-Russian? Ohio Republican Senate contender J.D. Vance of hillbillyology fame back on February 19th, I don't really care what happens to Ukraine one way or another. This is extraordinary. And again, the idea that it doesn't matter to us, the point is, it's the same mentality that informed America Firsters before World War II. Did it matter to the world that Japan had invaded China and basically dismantled China? So, by the way, setting up the future takeover by China of the Maoist communists. Did it matter to the world that Japan had killed at least 300,000 civilians in taking over Nanking? Did it matter to the world that long before the actual invasion of Poland, that Hitler had signaled his desire to take over Polish territory, Czech territory, and basically much of Eastern Europe for Lebensraum? Of course it matters. And for people who believe that this can be ignored and Putin can be allowed to prevail without seriously damaging this country and what it stands for, is someone who does not look in context or perspective at the future of this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol free too. It's Vine to Bar Chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar Chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.